This radio show includes loud, sudden noises and some adult situations. Please listen responsibly.
We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 19. The Catalyst.
Part 1 of 3.
I don't remember much. The last thing was Tanya, placing a breathing mask over my face as her team began prepping to re-break my arm. After that, it's a bit hazy. I remember sleeping a lot in one of these makeshift hospital rooms. Images of Pegs and Kelly checking up on me. A few nurses in and out, nothing much. It wasn't for several days after the surgery that I started to become fully aware of what was going on. The first thing that was clear was seeing Hope by my side. She was holding onto the IV bag next to me.
What are you doing?
Checking if we need to change your bag. Feels like you have enough for now. How are you feeling?
Like a truck drove over my head a few times. At least it's not my arm. Looks good. Feels good. I don't know about the cast color. Pink? Is that the best you have?
We have green, too. Guess she wanted you to have it that way.
Whatever. As long as it heals. You have no idea how long this has bothered me. Started to think it was never going to get fixed. Two working arms. Could have ended up a lot worse.
You're looking at me right now, aren't you? I don't need your pity.
Sorry. I didn't mean to stare.
I'm not sensitive about it. Look if you want.
Then you wouldn't mind if I asked? Do people ask you all the time?
Everyone around here already knows how it happened, so not lately.
Tanya said you weren't born that way, that it happened recently.
A couple weeks after everything started, where I was staying, they came in.
The tower you stayed in, your mother?
I couldn't find you and I got trapped. I couldn't get to the fire escape, so I had to jump.
You what?
I know, right? There was one coming after me, so I went out a third floor window. I blacked out, but Sean said I hit the ground pretty hard. He carried me from there with a few others. When I woke up, everything was a giant blur.
So you can see a little?
Almost nothing, but enough to help. Tanya says I should use my cane, but I hate that thing.
Do you remember much about the place where you came from, who you came with, where it was?
No. Sorry. I wasn't there for very long. They didn't let me go outside. Said I'd just get in the way.
What about the people who came here with you?
There were three of us. Sean, James, and I were the only ones to survive the trip here.
Sean, that's who died yesterday? And what about James?
James got hurt and died of some infection. Sean was attacked, but that wasn't yesterday. It's been a few days now.
What?
You had a hard time waking up after the surgery.
What? How bad?
You were pretty wasted. You kept saying something about Randy. That's someone back where you came from?
What? No. Wait, I've been here for a while?
4 days.
How long have you been standing there?
Long enough. I don't have so many patients that I can't hear one jabbering on from down the hall. Just can't stop, can you? You're gonna fit in fine around here.
What? Why?
The way you're talking to her, trying to find out everything you can.
How is that a problem? And she said she didn't mind.
And I don't.
Well, I do. And as long as you're in my hospital, you will follow my rules.
Then I'll just tell him outside.
4C needs a new bedpan. Why don't you go take care of that?
Why don't you go take care of that?
Honey, now go on. I don't need you around when Marcus comes by.
Who?
You made quite a commotion coming in. He wants to ask you a few questions. He called just a few minutes ago and's on his way over now. He's been waiting for you to say more than a few words at a time.
4 days? What happened in surgery? It's not healing right?
Oh, your arm will be fine. But anesthesia's a tricky thing. Even trickier with certain people. Now, I can only do so much at once. You lived, so it's a success in my book.
Wait. Where are Pegs and Kelly?
Relax. Calm down. They're fine. I just saw them yesterday. They're most likely working right now.
Working? Working where?
I don't know. I'm just in charge of who I have here.
Well, I need to go find them.
Hold on. You are not going anywhere till Marcus is done talking with you and I say you can go.
Well, I don't think you'd be able to stop me.
I am quick with a sedative. Don't try me.
Why does this guy want to see me so bad?
Rumors spread fast around here, especially with new people. My bet he's heard you were a soldier and from up north.
Rumors, huh? Who else around here knew I was a soldier? You told him.
Well, it wasn't deliberate, but you'll thank me later. He asked what I knew. Not the kind of person I want to lie to. You're going to be here for a while. You might as well just start off on the right foot.
Well, a quick how do you do, and then we're out of here. My friend back home is counting on us. It's already been so long since we've been here.
You might as well put that behind you now. You're alive and here. Just focus on that. For all you know, he's dead.
No, he's not. You have to listen to me.
Hope I'm not interrupting anything.
No, not at all. Hello, Marcus. Good to see you again. This is Michael, the soldier I was telling you about.
Marcus. Something about the way he looked and talked made me distrust him. His brow furrowed when he spoke, and his wide nose twitched when he blinked. His face was strong and defined with sunken-in cheeks, cleft chin, with thin, curly brown hair. He looked well-rested, washed, and clean-shaven. I, on the other hand, was dirty and sweaty with a week-and-a-half-long beard. It was the rich man meeting a homeless beggar, and yet he was still smug enough to ask for a favor.
Michael, good to meet you finally. I hear you had quite a rough journey.
Michael, you should listen to him. It was Marcus, after all, who approved me to do the surgery on your arm.
Oh, now let's not hold something like that over his head. I was glad to do it. I want everyone here to be fit, healthy, and happy.
You and Marcus have more in common than you know. He fought in the war, too, didn't you?
There's no need to start comparing service records. Those times are long since over. Things are much different now. Wouldn't you agree, Michael?
Where are my friends?
Pegs and, Kelly, was it? Oh, they're safe. Working away in their fields. Pegs has a nice job working in Liberty Park, and I believe Kelly works in laundry services.
Liberty Park, huh?
Oh, I didn't name it. That's what it was called long before we got here. Used to be a city park. And now it's our garden. Our lifeline and starting over. Well, nothing's ready to eat yet, but we're close. Michael, we have everything here. Power, water, even a small amount of livestock. We are on our way to starting over.
Come on, sit up and listen to him.
Tanya, why don't you go and get us a fresh cup of coffee from the dining hall?
You want me to fetch you a cup of...
When was the last time you had a fresh cup of Joe? Well, go on now. Michael and I need to speak in private. You don't trust me. I can see that, and frankly, I wouldn't either. But I don't often come and visit somebody new unless they interest me.
What did she tell you that makes you give a shit for once?
Well, for starters, you're from up north. Last survivors we had come from there was a long time ago.
Hope, Sean, and James, right?
You pick things up quick for not being here so long. Yes, yeah, it was those three. The last of L.A., or, you know, so we thought. I find that rather surprising since you were hit first. With what Sean told me, I didn't think there could be anyone else there, but here you are. Are there any more up there?
There might be.
I already know. See, Tanya says you came all this way to find help for someone back there. Very loyal. Very brave. But also very stupid.
She told you all that, did she?
Filled in with my own analysis. Are you a Star Trek fan, Michael?
No.
The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
A friend told me something like that once.
That's what we have here. A community of people who get out of their world what they put into it. The harder the collective works, the easier it will be for all of us to survive. Now, you may have dozens back home. But here, we have hundreds who need you more.
Why me? You have no idea who I am or what I'm capable of.
You lived up north, which means you're strong. And survived with a broken arm, no less. You trained those women who came with you into fighters. They were no more soldiers than any other survivor, which shows me you have leadership skills. And you came all this way for a friend? Without a care for your own personal safety, which shows the utmost loyalty. I don't have anyone like that. Not anymore.
Not anymore?
I had Sean. He's gone. I have to find a replacement, or the position goes to the next one in line.
And who's that?
Gatekeeper. I think you met him.
Well, what's wrong with him?
Look, I don't have much time. It's a good position if you want it, and if not, then we'll find someone else. I'll need to know by tomorrow morning.
I've tried my hand in leading. It didn't end well.
Somehow I doubt that.
People died.
Yeah, they do that. Especially with what we have to deal with. You can't control everything. Doesn't mean you aren't a good leader. By tomorrow morning, give me your answer, all right?
Hang on. Why not another option? Why don't I go get the rest of us, the ones we left back up north, and come back? If this place is what you say it is, then the more hands the better, right? And I'll consider your position.
Yeah, see, that's where it gets tricky. You can't leave. Only the scavengers go out. And even then, not very far. I can't have anyone going off and telling someone else about this place. Someone might ask about your arm or where you've come from. You can imagine what other people would want with this place. You understand, don't you?
So what about my friends?
We have a great many here, Michael. I'm sorry, but your friends are the few. You made it here. Let's focus on that, all right?
Wait.
Yes?
Is it true you're in the service?
Yes.
You were an officer?
Would it change your mind either way?
Where were you stationed?
Outside Kandahar. Afghanistan.
What was your MOS?
Excuse me?
Your job.
Oh. Yeah, it's the normal soldier. Ground pounder, infantry.
What was your unit?
Look, that was a long time ago, and I've tried to forget about it. You have other things more pressing. Michael, if there's one place anyone could survive long term, it's here. You won't get another opportunity like this again.
I sat there and thought about what he said. I thought maybe my impression of the guy was wrong. For the 2 seconds I considered his offer, it did sound tempting. That is, until I heard something happen down the hallway.
Oh, you're going.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
What is this? What were you carrying? Oh God, is this?
I'll clean it up right away, I promise. I didn't hear you coming.
Oh my God, it is everywhere. What the hell are you still doing here anyway?
I said I'm sorry.
What's with all the shouting?
Look what she did.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We'll get you cleaned up. Just come over here and we can wash it off.
What is she still doing here? I thought we talked about this.
She works for me. That's what we came to in the agreement. This is her fair share.
That was not my agreement.
Sean made it with us a while ago.
So I think maybe it's time we take another look at her contract.
Really? It's okay. We can clean you right up. This was an accident.
You're not the only medical authority around here anymore. Don't make me reconsider your contract as well.
But it was an accident.
One that can be easily resolved.
I'm so sorry. I really didn't see him.
It's all right. We'll figure this out. We always do. Why don't you go get a mop and I'll help you clean this up, okay?
Okay.
Meeting go well?
He treats total strangers much different from his friends.
Well, we all have our bad moments.
Don't defend him.
Take the job.
What?
We need you here.
Why? You don't even like me.
The only thing that kept this place from falling apart was Sean. At least he was fair.
You told him everything about me after I said not to. Why should I trust you?
I had to. It's not like I didn't help you and your friends.
Yeah, right.
Look, you can hate me all you want, but you heard how he is with her.
Guilt trip received.
Well, it's not just her. It's... Where do you think you're going?
I'm going for a walk. You want me to help lead this place? Well, I haven't even seen it yet.
So you're considering it?
Thinking about it. My options are rather limited.
You think you're good enough to walk around?
Just try and stop. Ow!
Well, I won't, but you won't get too far with that IV in your arm. Hold on.
Ow!
Big baby. Glad we put you out when we did.
Where is he going?
Watch out for the puddle.
I see it.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's gonna be all right.
It was hot and bright outside. Typical August day, but it was hard to adjust after being inside for so long. It was noon, and I had to squint and blink for a long time for everything to come into focus. I made my way past the round of buildings toward the entrance we came in. I headed towards the park, or garden, or whatever they called it. There were about 20 workers in the field, one of whom had to be Pegs.
Pegs!
Excuse me?
I'm looking for a girl named Pegs. Have you seen her? She's new here?
I think she's somewhere over by the corn husks. Watch where you step. Go around, okay? Jeez.
Sorry. Off to the side, jungle gyms and playground equipment were uprooted and piled up, replaced by rows of freshly planted seeds and soil. Hoses ran from water trucks into the fields to my left. I kept looking for Pegs, but didn't recognize her among the workers in straw hats and jeans. But she recognized me.
Michael! You're back! You're better!
I know. Look at this thing. Already feeling a difference. I mean, it's pink, but who cares?
It's just so good to see you again.
Is your foot still,
Nope, it's perfect now. She's good, isn't she? She knows what she's doing.
They said Kelly's over at the laundry?
Yeah, she works there. Well, not right now. She has the night shift. She hates it. All she ever talks about when I see her is how she's just waiting for you to get back.
Really? I doubt that.
Hey, Peg, back to work.
Just a second. Kelly and I have been so worried. They wouldn't let us stay there with you.
They?
Well, you see, they don't give us a lot of free time to do other things.
But I remember seeing you two. I thought you came by.
We had some time, but that was after working in the fields for, like, 12 hours and before Kelly's shift. After we got here, the next day they put us to work, and I've been here ever since. There wasn't a choice. We didn't know what to do. We just fell in line with what was going on. We asked people about leaving, but no one will listen to us. We've been stuck. But, I mean, now you're here. Maybe you can talk to them.
That doesn't seem likely.
Hey, Peg! I said to work.
Just a second.
Hey, new girl. I do what he says. Talk to your friend later.
How are we going to get medicine back to Saul? I was thinking maybe we can get out temporarily and get everyone else and come back.
No, I tried that. They're not going for it. They think we'll alert someone else to this place.
Gosh, there's
got to be someone we can talk to.
Weedy, you better get back to weeding.
No, the guy in charge, Marcus, talked to me. It doesn't get any higher than that, and he said we can't go. Who else are we going to talk to?
What? Wait, how did that happen? You were in the hospital.
Yeah, he came to me.
That's it. I warned you.
Hey! Hold on a second. She'll be back in a minute, all right?
Shoot, Michael. We'll talk later, okay? I get off at 7.
Come on, what are they going to do?
I said, back to work!
What the hell?
I'm well within my right. She wasn't working. Now go on before I report you too.
That's how it is, huh?
Michael.
No, now.
Don't.
Go on before I call the guardian.
You, give me a shovel.
You, me? I hear.
There's no need for you to have a shovel. You don't work in this department. I was well within my right.
You don't know when to shut up, do you? Do you do that often?
Not to her, but it's been done. Yeah. I mean, not what you did, though. You might want to get out of here.
You okay?
Yeah, but you didn't have to do that.
The more I'm here, the more I'm not liking this place.
Supervisor down! Guardians, guardians!
Oh, hell.
He fell on his shovel.
No, he didn't. I saw the whole thing. You, get over here.
Who, me?
What the hell do you think you're doing? Do you have any idea what'll happen to you now?
Not a damn clue, but I'm sure you're gonna tell me.
Michael, no one to shut up!
Last case of something like this, he was hanged. Broken nose equals a broken neck.
What would keep me from
breaking
yours?
Stop it.
The six guardians pointing their guns at you right now. Oh, and your friend, too. Now get on your knees.
Stop. Okay, he's new here. He didn't know. He was defending me.
This true? You knew?
Maybe.
Michael, please.
Michael, huh? What do you do here?
You know Sean?
I did.
I'm his replacement.
What?
Marcus offered me the job this morning.
How the hell are you his replacement?
Served in the same unit as Marcus. He knows what I can do.
Stand down! Stand down! So do you wish to file a complaint against Bixby? Or will the shoveling be enough?
Well, you can explain what happened when he comes to. And you tell him if he does it again, I'll use something sharper.
Oh, by the way, I'm sure Gatekeeper will want to know that his position has been filled.
Yeah, you go ahead and do that.
Nice to meet you. I mean, you'll remember I was on your side to begin with, won't you? My name's Amy. Remember, okay?
She can talk to him, but you, back to work.
Yes, sir. Okay, what did I miss?
Not a whole lot. At least now we get to talk.
Wait, we're staying? You accepted some position here?
Shh! No, but they don't know that.
And you served with who? Marcus?
No, but they don't know that either.
Okay, you better know what you're doing.
No one does that to you and gets away with it.
I appreciate it, but we might be worse off now.
Listen, if I say we're staying, that might give us some leverage. It might make it easier for us to get out of here.
So you do have a plan?
I've been conscious for barely an hour. Of course I have a plan.
Really?
No, but I'm getting there.
Okay, so what's next?
Well, I think you'll need to stay here and keep doing what you're doing. It'll be hard enough to not get noticed poking around.
I wish we would have known what this place was before we got here.
But yeah, but we wouldn't have found help for Saul.
He's no closer to getting it now.
Yeah, well, how are we supposed to know we'd be...
What? What?
He was trying to warn us. Where can I find you and Kelly if you're not here?
Well, we live down in the house that has the tire swing out front. They call that section the village.
This might take a while. I'll see you tonight.
Wait. Who tried to warn us?
Oh, one more thing. Where are the guns?
They made us put them in the gun storage by where we live. They did it right after we got here.
And you let them?
What were we supposed to do?
Not let them!
They said they keep all the guns there for safety reasons. No one else wanders around with one. I thought it was okay at the time.
That'll complicate things. All right, I need to get moving.
Wait, one last thing.
What?
Here, take this. I write in my journal on breaks. It's not very long, and I haven't found out that much, but maybe it will help.
Thanks. Where are the rest of them? Mine and Kelly's?
Back at the house, I hid them. After they took the guns, I thought it would be best to. Some people have asked us questions about where we came from. Kelly and I were just really vague.
I need to get moving now. I'll read this on the way.
Bye. Wait, on the way where?
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. Download the podcast for free on iTunes and Zune. Keyword, We're Alive. To find out more or purchase the complete first season of We're Alive, go to www.zombiepodcast.com. Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Shane Salk, Claire Doden, Elisa Elliott, Jane Lehosh, Katie Keene, Jim Kane, Shirley Jordan, and Carl Schwaber. I'm Michael Swan, edited by Michael Robertson and K.C. Whalen. This chapter was written by K.C. Whalen, associate producer Jason Scott, composers Katie Whalen and Ron Gallagher. Produced by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. Zombie intern, Grayson Stone. This has been a Modern Myth production.